"My king has instructed me to be forthright in this matter, Your Majesty," he told her, quite unnecessarily, he was certain, after his last sentence. "For whatever reason, the group of four, on behalf of the church, has decided Kharis must be destroyed. We were not informed of any point of doctrine or practice in which we were deemed to be in error. We weren't summoned to explain any actions, weren't charged with any violation of church law or of the prescriptions. Nor were we offered any opportunity to defend ourselves before any tribunal or court. They simply decided to destroy us, to burn our cities, to rape and murder our people. And they compelled you to join with your own kingdom's worst enemy and assist him in carrying out that onslaught. His Majesty understands why you felt you had no choice but to acquiesce in the demands levied upon you. He neither faults you for your decision, nor believes for a moment that you felt anything but regret and unhappiness at the idea of attacking his kingdom. But His Majesty also knows that if the group of four can do what it's already done, then no kingdom, no realm, is safe. If corrupt and venal men can use the power of God's own church, whatever legal technicalities they may use, to mask the church's participation in an act of murder and rapine, to destroy one blameless kingdom, then in the fullness of time they will, as inevitably as the sun rises in the east, use it to destroy other kingdoms, including your own. He paused, watching the queen and her first counselor. Chisholm was as distant from the temple and the temple lands as Kharis, and Charlian and Greenmountain both knew that Clinton's automatic suspicion of Chisholm ran almost as deep as his suspicion of Kharis. That suspicion, after all, was precisely what Caleb's return of her surrendered ships had been calculated to play upon, and neither the queen nor her first counselor could possibly be unaware of it. "The truth is, Your Majesty," he said after a moment, "that once a kraken tastes blood, there's no stopping its attack. Once the group of four, once Vicar Jaspar, has broken one kingdom, he'll see no reason he shouldn't apply the same technique to every other realm he distrusts or fears. That's the road upon which the group of four has set out, and their final destination lies in the smouldering ruins of Kharis and Chisholm, unless they can somehow be stopped."
"And you, your king, believe they can be stopped?"
Greenmountain spoke for the first time, his eyes intent as Greyharbor nodded.
"He does, and so do I. We have this advantage, which Chisholm shares, in that no army can simply march across our frontiers. The group of four cannot attack either of us without a navy, and as you and your own allies have recently discovered, the sheer distances involved favor the defense. You and your captains and admirals have seen what our new ships and artillery can accomplish as well. My king believes that together, Kharis and Chisholm can indeed defy the group of four."
"Let's be honest here, my lord," Charlian said, leaning forward, her own eyes narrow. "Whatever Archbishop Michael's letter to the Grand Vicar may have said, or how it may have said it, we're not speaking solely of the group of four. For reasons which undoubtedly seemed good to them, and with which, to be honest, I find myself sharing a certain agreement, your king and his archbishop have effectively bidden defiance to the entire church, to the Grand Vicar himself. If Chisholm joins with Kharis in an alliance against Hector and the group of four, it will inevitably, in the fullness of time, become an alliance against Mother Church herself, against the Council of Vicars and the Grand Vicar, Langhorne's anointed steward here on Safehold. Is your king prepared for that? Prepared to defy the entire church, embrace an unhealable, permanent schism within the body of God's people?"
"Your Majesty," Greyharbor said quietly, "Safehold has already selected its own archbishop. For the first time in over 500 years, a kingdom of Safehold has practiced the ancient rite of our forefathers and named an archbishop of its own choosing. If that constitutes schism, then so be it. We do not defy God, Your Majesty. We simply defy the corruption, the decadence which has infested God's church, and that we will fight to the death. Indeed, my king bade me say this to you about his decision and all which will inevitably flow from it. Here I stand. I can do no other.